Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Our gentlemanly caller has dropped off the line, so Miles Montgomery, the Ted Smith.
Okay.
Head-to-head competition.
Game on.
Mono, what are the choices? Imano. Your choices today are interior decorating, where you guessed the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. After that, we have Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And once again, License to Spill, where you guess the substance that made the mess.
Pick it, Miles.
Animalize This.
All right, a couple arrived at their home in Australia after midnight and found their bedroom occupied by an unexpected animal. Fran Ruffino, she posted a video to Facebook showing the scene that her and her husband Bruno were confronted. She says, only in Australia. And the video goes on to show an animal exploring the bedroom while her husband shouts in Portuguese. You see, he's from Brazil and said he forgot how to speak English as a result of seeing the critter in the home. So he can speak English, sees this thing, freaks out, goes right back to Portuguese. Quote, I thought, oh my God, there's an animal in my bedroom. And Bruno was like, lady, what are you doing? Why are you screaming? Well, she then called for an expert while her husband attempted to contain the critter. Quote, Bruno tried to hold him with some clothes and grabbed the clothes, and I called for animal control, and I forgot how to speak English, so I started to speak Spanish. I don't speak Spanish. That's her quote. Anyway, the animal was eventually coaxed out of the house and disappeared somewhere in the couple's
yard. Dio mios!
Yeah. Let's see. The question is, what was the animal that was in her bedroom? Was it a python? Was it a kangaroo? Was it a koala? Or was it a crocodile? So python, kangaroo, koala, or crocodile. Apparently, if you walk in, you just speak a foreign language.
In their bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Looks sniffing around, huh?
Sniffing around, moving around, I don't know. They just they said exploring the bedroom.
I'm going to go python, Ted.
All right. I kind of agree with you in the fact that I think it is a reptile, but I think this is a crocodile, dude.
You think he tried to wrangle a crocodile?
Well, I've watched enough film. You throw stuff over its eyes and hop on its back and then try to pull its head up.
What, like a full Nelson?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm just going on what I see. Okay. These alligator and
crocodile. You know what I know from the same sources.
Right? I don't know if it works. That's my theory.
What did they find when they came home in their bedroom after midnight? Was it a python, a kangaroo, a koala, or a crocodile? We'll let you know coming up next.
That was a tease.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
Categories Animalize This on Profile This. We got a couple down in Australia. They came home a little after midnight and found an animal somewhere in their bedroom.
Yes.
Question is, was it a python, a kangaroo, a koala, or a crocodile?
And that is the very question that I posed to you, gentlemen. Let us start with Etet Smith. He went with the old crocodilia.
Crocodile.
It was not a crocodile, I'm afraid.
Was it a crocodile?
It could have been a crocodile, but they ate that and kept that under wraps. And Miles, you went with the python. It was not a python. No, these people, they came home and absolutely freaked out and spoke in a total of 3 different languages when they saw the dreaded koala bear in their bedroom.
And they tried to pick that thing up.
The koala, yeah. That chlamydia-covered cute little fuzzy bastard.
That was why I did not pick koala, was based on that.
What?
Because you're not supposed to touch them because of the chlamydia.
You didn't get chlamydia just from touching a koala?
Well, you're not having sex with it. How else do you think you're getting a chlamydia?
Well, you're not. I mean,
what
I
What if
just...
it bites you?
Or scratches you? I don't know, man. What's the temperament of a koala?
Nasty.
Are they nasty?
Yeah. Okay. They're notoriously, I think they call them drop bears, too. Is they'll just drop out of the trees. But, like, you always see pictures of people at sanctuaries, like, petting them. But supposedly, they are the opposite of how they look.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
I've dated some women like that. Like, man, you looked really nice.
Then what happened?
Yeah.
You're a koala. Yeah.
Or you see somebody that in your mind's kind of having a tough go at life, and you're nice to them, and then they're just a D.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, well.
All right, koala.
Koala bear. Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Tell you what, boys. You know, you don't like weather to hurt anybody or bad stuff like that, but I get kind of fired up. Like, I'm already checking power outages. I'll be checking local stuff now. I mean, you know, whenever there's a hurricane, I know the damage it does, but I'm locked on the Weather Channel.
Mm-hmm. You already said there's a bunch of power outages going on right now.
Yeah, there is in Seattle. And I'm watching some kind of circle around where we live. So I'm like, all right.
I just want the bar to be open, man.
Sure will be.
I'm trying to think, of all the years I worked at a bar, I don't know that we ever had a power outage. We had at the terrible place I worked at, which I could name now because it's closed, Town Hall. One time, sewage came up through the grates in the floor.
God.
And I remember we had regulars because I was sitting outside on a stool and I'm like, you can't go, like, we're not open. Come on, man. I come here every day and get a couple beers. And I'm like, there's raw sewage on the ground.
It doesn't matter, man.
It's my routine. Just like.
Really?
Yeah.
Raw sewage wasn't enough.
Raw sewage was not enough.
Would you have said there's an active shooter in the bar standing in raw sewage? Would that have helped?
I don't know. I definitely worked the door there before where the cops showed up and were just like, how you doing? I was like, I'm good. What are you guys doing here? And they said, nah, no worries. We just got to take a look around. And then they walked the guy out and I was like, what was that about? And they're like, you need to be better at your job. That guy clearly had a gun on him.
Oh, oh Jesus.
Okay.
My bad.
Somebody else called it in. Which, people, you're hearing my voice in the state of Washington, you're used to seeing it. Where I grew up, you can...
That's an absolute no-no.
You cannot have a firearm on
you.
No. That is a big no-no.
Not in a bar.
Now, period.
I know. Oh, especially not a bar.
All right, let's see. Do you guys enjoy the new kind of thing of your childhood heroes being villains?
What do you mean?
For instance, remember, like, Winnie the Pooh.
All right.
Right? There was all this stuff last year. So Disney technically let, like...
What? They don't own the licensing for it anymore or whatever.
Or something.
It goes in the public domain.
Right. But you can't make, like, a Disney Winnie the Pooh movie. They still own enough. But it was just like...
You can use the name.
So that's how we got Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Yeah.
Has anyone seen that?
No.
No.
Yeah, I don't know anyone who's seen that.
I'm sure there's people that did. I guess they made a couple of them. Well, now there's a movie called Popeye, expected to be released in January.
All right.
It's described as a, quote, raunch and gory slasher where Popeye attacks a group of counselors who are trying to open a summer camp.
Wouldn't you think that would be more lend itself to the high seas, so to speak? You know, like Popeye.
Yeah, a big adventure. He and Bluto and olive oil.
Like, you know, pulling over a yacht of partygoers and, you know, stealing their beer and beating the living hell out of them.
Or he's like killing people on the dock.
Right.
I mean, like, you're going to make Popeye bad. And even here, they're like, I mean, that's just so unoriginal. Like, oh, he's on a, like, Jason, isn't that the whole premise of Friday the 13th?
Friday the 13th, right.
He's killing camp counselors and campers at a lake.
Because things went south for him at that campsite at that lake.
Yeah, I don't think that's about what sailors, Popeye, on, like, sailors on lakes doesn't normally.
I thought I'd make it more like, I don't know, Saw, where basically he has gotten a hold of Bluto, right? That was always his archenemy. and has Bluto strapped to a chair for 2 hours and makes him, like, cut off his own legs and all that kind of stuff. I mean, if you're going to make Popeye, like, lose his mind, I think it should be targeted.
Well, he's not addicted.
And who's the guy that never paid him money back, right? Wimpy, right? He always has to borrow money to buy a hamburger. And Wimpy always said, I'll pay it next Tuesday. So my opening scene would be Wimpy. It is Tuesday. Popeye is there to collect on years worth of these broken promises. And Popeye just, like, puts a bullet in his head.
There's a lot of ideas. Like, what if Popeye... What if he's smoking crack or meth in that pipe? You know what I mean? Like he's off spinach, he's on the hard stuff.
What if he's filthy in bed with olive oil?
Yeah, that I'd see.
Well, that just sounds like a personal movie.
Yes, yes.
Also, yeah, why are they always so fired up about olive oil?
I don't know. I mean, even
like
as a
Betty
kid.
Boop, get it. Okay. Jessica Rabbit, get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm with you. As a kid, Popeye, I don't know.
And
like,
it didn't help when they made the live-action movie. They had Robin Williams play Popeye.
Shelley Duvall played olive oil.
Shelley Duvall is not someone that I would hire to play the sex object of others. I'll just leave it at that. Like, you are not who I would cast.
Wasn't she originally the original person on Cheers, though?
No, that's Shelley Long.
Oh, all right. Well, then I'm dead wrong on that one. Let's see. I don't think we talked about this yesterday. Wow. Hey, look, if you watch Monday Night Football, there's nothing good going on in Dallas.
No, there's not. By the way, just real quick, a couple people texted in and says, Blood and Honey was a horrible movie. My wife made me turn it off after 30 minutes. After she left, I turned it back on and turned it off myself 30 minutes later. That's one review. Another review comes in. That Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey movie is seriously an hour and a half of your life you will never get back. It was so bad I almost couldn't stop watching it.
Yeah, that's
That's about what I expected.
Right, and whoever's making these movies, like, us talking about it, they're probably like, all right. Job accomplished.
Why don't we reach out to them about outer space?
If I'm going to go to that well, seriously, it's going to be like Cocaine Bear or the Shark Tornado crap.
Right, like Cocaine Bear. Like we saw that.
So ridiculous and over the top that it still has entertainment value.
But what children's character would you take and turn them into a homicidal maniac? Like out of spite?
Barney.
That was my first thought. And then my kids would hate me for this, and I apologize. Paw Patrol. They get rabies, and they go on a rampage. I hated that show. So now I want these they're full-grown dogs now. They're not puppies anymore, man. They got rabies, and they go Cujo on that town.
Maybe the dad from Bluey. He's always so calm and cool and collected. He just loses it one day.
The dad from Bluey.
Right, I forget his name, but like, I don't know. That would really throw people off. I think the other thing, too, is they're waiting for some of these things. So I guess Winnie the Pooh was the first one. Popeye, I don't know how many more of these you're going to do. And frankly, like I said, I got to look it up again. It's like they're legally allowed to do this, but they can't make like a movie that's already been made.
Yeah, exactly.
And they can't sell like a ton of stuff from it. So it's like basically Disney was like, all right, go make your terrible little horror movie. I also don't know that there's a huge audience of people
is
clamoring.
Popeye?
It's more fun to talk about the idea, but
absolutely.
I don't. People are clamoring to see their childhood cartoons be homicidal maniacs.
I think Popeye was, he was somebody else. I don't think he was Disney.
No, he was whatever he was.
Wouldn't we see him somewhere, somehow,
if Disney owned
him,
Disney
domain?
You would at least see him in the park, right?
Right, correct.
Like, once they got Winnie the Pooh and stuff, I've heard if you go to MGM Studios, like, Winnie the Pooh will be there in Piglet.
Is that what you heard?
In Eeyore. Right, you see all the characters. You see everything Disney owns. Like, remember when Who Wants to Become a Millionaire was a big deal?
Yeah.
Like, at Disney World... They had a full set there, and you could go sit there and watch them film. Not film, but they would do like a 15-minute episode with people that filled into the audience.
All right. Oh, okay.
Joe.
Or like they had the set there from Home Improvement, right? So you could look down because they, you know, that was a Disney property. You could look down and see like how close the fence was, where the neighbor was and everything.
Oh, right.
So yeah, you're right, Miles. If Popeye was part of that universe, he would have shown up by now.
There's no doubt about it. By the way, people suggested Caillou isn't Caillou the Killer and the Smurfs horror movie.
Yeah, the Smurfs could work. I don't know who Caillou is.
I
thought it used to be a French cartoon.
It is for kids. I could not even wrap my head around what it was supposed to be. But yeah, Caillou the Killer, I'd watch that.
So let's see. We're talking about nothing goes well down in Texas. God, Dallas is so bad.
They are terrible.
I take so much joy in it.
I don't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take as much joy. There's two things in particular. One, every year, this is their year. And it's like, why do you think that, other than the fact that it's a new year? And two, Jerry Jones, get out of the way, man. He's done great things for football, but he has not done a lot of great things for the Dallas Cowboys. And he keeps calling the major shots. And it's like, man, There are 32 owners in the NFL, and 31 of them are smart enough to delegate that stuff to your general manager, head coaches. Let them make the decisions.
I mean, it's also like they're just not that good.
No.
Right? Every year it's like, oh, it's their year this year. And it's like, it's not. They didn't go out and get anybody. But and you're right. Jerry Jones, I mean, Thrill and I have been beating this drum for years. Like, Jerry Jones would just own the team and let football people run it.
They'd probably be pretty damn good.
Correct.
If he just ran his facility. I mean, they did a hell. They made a lot. How much money did they make on
Tyson?
Friday
and,
night.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty good.
So that's one of the good jokes going around is that Texas A&M and Jake Paul have more wins than the Cowboys do in that stadium in 2024.
Okay.
Because they each have one.
And, right. Think about that. This is your home stadium.
Let's see. The NFL's war on other sports continues on Christmas. Look, I'm just one of those people. For years, Christmas Day was like basically when you started watching the NBA.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There was always like big games,
well,
right?
Well, they made a big push for it. TNT absolutely said, hey, man, no one's doing anything Christmas. Let's take our product.
Yeah, and you would get like a random bowl game, you know, like the Maui the Hawaii Bowl or something. But now, obviously, the NFL has jumped in. Now the NFL, they're just like, screw you, NBA. Netflix has a show. Or it has a game this year. It's the Ravens and the Texans. Did you guys go watch that?
Ravens, Texans? It might come out. Yeah. You know, I don't know. See what I'm doing.
So they always have big stars. Beyonce, who, remember, is from Houston.
Mm-hmm.
She will be the halftime performer to sing some of her Cowboy Carter album.
Oh, we saw her in halftime. So.
Yeah, that's a good point. I've seen her perform before.
Me too.
I just think that's crazy, dude. And that's unbelievable.
It's only because it's Christmas.
Yeah, you know, and they have two games. I think there's, two or three games on Christmas? I think two.
Is it two? I thought it was three. Oh, no, Thanksgiving is three. And, yeah, I think Christmas
might be two. I don't know what day Christmas falls on. But
I don't know, is it Wednesday this year or something?
Well, if it is, it's really going to mess everybody up unless they get a bye week beforehand.
Christmas is on a Wednesday because the Seahawks play on the 26th, which is the Thursday night game.
Ah, okay. Yeah, typically, if they make you play on a Wednesday, or, like, if you get the Thursday night game, you get 10 days off. You're not playing Sunday. They kind of do the same thing on their Christmas game where either you get a bye or you're not playing until the next Sunday.
Yeah, and that's the other thing too, right? Like, I always remind people, like, look, if you're a college football person like myself, like, this is the last weekend of full slate of games,
mm-hmm.
right? Because then you get into next week with Thanksgiving and the holiday. There's games on, but they're not all on Saturday, right? Like, Mississippi Day Egg Bowl is going to be Thursday night. You're going to have rivalry games, kind of new rivalry games on Friday and Saturday.
Budding rivalry games.
And then after that, right, the next week you have college championships, and then it's just Army-Navy, but that's where the NFL really flexes its muscle, because then they'll be like, hey, we're playing Saturday. And it was like, cool. But now they're just like, yeah, we'll take that too, Christmas, which, again, I don't know.
And like, plus ESPN's got a bowl game on every night.
So it's starting in December, almost. With the playoff this year, there'll be actual bowl games on that really matter.
Yes.
Starting the week of December 20th. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I love watching football, so I'm not going to complain too much having NFL on Christmas Day. It is still odd to me. Like, Thanksgiving, it's like ingrained, right? Mm-hmm. You eat food, you cook food, you maybe toss around the pig skin with your cousins or whatever, and you watch football.
You got three games.
Right. Christmas Day was always like, it's Christmas Day. You're opening gifts. I mean, you're still eating food and stuff, but like
the NBA was on kind of in the background.
That's what I was going to say. Like, you know, people like me would go down to the basement and still be like, well, let's watch some NBA or this random college game. But it's kind of a free holiday. But now, right? Like, Seahawks aren't playing, but like your Ravens are playing. Like,
I don't mind, man.
I'm all in.
We have to schedule around that.
Even when the kids were their age and they opened up whatever they did, I mean, it was all done by 10. So what's, for the most part.
Let's see. Madonna. She's been working on a few years for this biopic she has coming out.
Great.
Well, I guess she's asking her fans if it should be a movie or a mini series.
Make it a movie.
It's only 2 hours, not five episodes.
She says, after struggling for days in L.A., listening to my producers and agents tell me I couldn't make my film. So I realized everything in my life is going to be challenged. No easy rides for me. I guess I should be grateful. Forces me to think outside the box. Basically, she just said, hey, should it be a series or a movie?
I think our fans, if I'm a fan of someone, I'd be like, please make it a series. Right? Stretch it out a little bit more. Gives me something to look forward to if I'm that big of a fan. As a definitive non-fan of Madonna, like, please just make it a movie if you have to do it at all.
I'm with
That's
you.
That's just me. Mm-hmm. And again, obviously, she has millions of people that enjoy her. Great. But, like, please don't make us all suffer for this.
Well, I think, too, if you make it a series, you could put it on a network or this or that. I think
one of the streamers would definitely pick it up.
Right. Like, Taylor Swift did that movie, right, about her tour.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift is a different person. Then you got to remember, Jennifer Lopez came out and was like, I'm going to put out a movie and do this giant tour. Right, they basically had to cancel it all because it's like, you're a big pop star, but you're not her. Madonna, to me, is bigger than J-Lo, but she's not Taylor Swift.
No.
Right. So I can imagine the people that run her team being like, let's make it a series and put it on somewhere. And listen, Netflix, for years, I mean, they really could look at anybody and go, all right, some people had issues streaming, but like, we had 60 million people to watch Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. Like, you don't think we could put You're Too Good to Be on our network, our
right.
streaming service? Like, that's ridiculous. I've also heard some bad rumors that there's some football games that can't get flexed. Have you seen ESPN is doing a thing?
No.
Where Monday Night Football in a couple weeks is going to be like a Simpsons Monday Night Football?
What?
So, what?
Oh, yeah.
They were talking about, I think it's another Cowboys game about flexing it, but they can't because they've already
played. This is the Simpsons.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I just don't know. Like, the Nickelodeon stuff is kind of cool.
Because it's on Nickelodeon.
And they also do the regular broadcast.
That's what I mean. Like, you have a choice.
Listen, I know a lot of kids that are into sports. And it's not because a cartoon told them to watch it.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of Netflix, a guy from Seattle, very funny comedian, Adam Ray. He's been going around doing this Dr. Phil impression, selling out places and this and that. So this is this new comedy special. Adam Ray is Dr. Phil Unleashed. That came out today.
Hey!
Once again, want to officially apologize to Mr. Ray. I was a little drunk, a little stoned when I ran into him down there in Houston after the Husky game. I love that guy, though.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Boeing files a notice it will lay off 2,200 workers here in Washington State. Meanwhile, a woman at the Miami airport has to buy a second ticket after giving birth at the gate. Swedish minister insists that no trace of bananas can be found in any room. One Pennsylvania man sees a neighbor sweeping with his skin broom. And in Houston, three adults close a kid in a laundromat dryer until he cries. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All lies, not Mike Hawk, Thrill again. Miles, you just said it. Boeing said in a notice filed with Washington's Employment Security Department just yesterday that it has so far laid off 2,199 workers in the state. That's among job cuts that will eventually total about 17,000 across the company. If you work at Boeing, it's probably not shocking news, as Boeing announced in October that it did plan to cut its workforce by 10%, which adds up to about 17,000 jobs. They're saying this is to recover from financial and regulatory troubles, as well as the strike by its machinists that lasted almost 2 months. Not the best year for Boeing, or so it seems.
It's bad luck.
All right, the U.S. government has launched two new investigations into Ford's recall practices shortly after finishing the finding the automaker for recall delays. Now, the first probe involves approximately 457,000 Ford Broncos and Maverick pickups. Automaker initially recalled some back in 2021 through 2024 due to sudden power loss and issues have been attributed to degraded 12-volt batteries, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, they received 5 complaints about continued power issues despite purported fixes. The second investigation concerns 113,000 Ford Expeditions from 2019 to 2020. Ford's recall earlier in the year covered about 78,000 of these SUVs due to seatbelts unpredictably tightening without apparent crashes. So you're just driving along and that thing tightens up. And anyway, they're now being investigated for that. We'll see what comes of that. Here's a heartwarming story. A 6-year-old who'd been locked in a laundromat dryer was found crying and shaking by Texas cops after he was placed there by 3 adults as punishment. What did he do to have these 3 adults lock his ass in a dryer at a laundromat? He lost a bag of chips. A bag of chips. 3 people were arrested, but when the cops showed up, all 3 of them took off, trying not to get arrested. The cops managed to get a hold of all of them anyway, and all 3 of them, as you might imagine, not only were they jailed, but they've been put in jail, and their bond is only at $10,000, which I just feel is low when it is a child that you've locked in a dryer at a laundromat because he lost a bag of chips. And
parent, why is your kid with these guys?
Yeah, it's a kid.
It's almost like uncle and his crazy friends.
Right, like don't leave your kid with that person. And also, if you have a little kid, you know what they do? They lose stuff. It's almost like that's their job. Speaking of kids, a woman's travel plans were put on hold when she went into labor during a layover at Miami International Airport. So Miami-Dade Fire and Rescue personnel, they responded to the airport just after 5 p.m. Today after a passenger's water broke and she started giving birth near Checkpoint 1. In the hub's pre-security area. So there's a lot of witnesses to that.
You got something in your sweater there, woman?
I think my water broke. Well, firefighters, police officers, customs agents, they all showed up there and helped the woman give birth before the ambulance arrived. Finally took the mom and the newborn to a local hospital. It has a happy ending, but yeah, giving birth at the airport gate.
We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less. The lovely Jolene is coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders, Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.